Hi, this is Tom Tiffany. Are you better or worse off than you were 4 years ago? Under the Biden-Harris administration, gas is up 45%, groceries 21%, and even a Wisconsin staple like cheese curds are up nearly 50%. If you want lower prices, affordable energy, and a federal government that cuts wasteful spending, then vote for Tom Tiffany on November 5th. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
No tricks, just treats at Kayla's Kitchen and Closet in downtown Park Falls. They brew up delicious fall-themed treats and beverages featuring pumpkin spice, caramel apple, and butter pecan. Check out beautiful new fall clothing for men and women, as well as boots, jewelry, and even purses.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Counting down the days until the November 5th election, Donald Trump mincing no words when discussing special counsel investigating him for trying to overturn the 2020 election. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
Trump saying if reelected, getting rid of Jack Smith would be, quote, one of the first things addressed. Later, even calling for him to be thrown out of the country. After nearly 2 years of investigating, Smith has brought over 40 charges against Trump. If elected, they will almost certainly all be dismissed.
Kamala Harris will be in Houston tonight, campaigning with Beyonce and Willie Nelson. Lyle and Eric Menendez, the brothers who killed their parents in 1989, could be getting out of prison soon, the Los Angeles District Attorney recommending new sentencing based on their age. The first World Series featuring five MVPs set for tonight in Los Angeles, Dodgers and Yankees. The MVPs are the Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts, and the Yankees' Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. This is ABC News. Mortgage rates are up for the fourth straight week. The average 30-year fixed rate now 6.5%, the highest since August. Halloween coming up fast. Who or what will be ringing your doorbell? ABC's Allison Kosick has more.
This year, Mark Beats at HalloweenCostumes.com says that characters from this year's movies are the most popular picks.
Ghostbusters, that's up over 80% year over year. Beetlejuice is another one.
Deadpool and Wolverine, popular for adults, along with Despicable Me, the bestsellers for kids, Inside Out, and the hit costume for all ages that Beat says they weren't ready for, Mudang, the viral baby hippo.
And Google finds the Olympic breakdancer Ray Gunn very popular as well, with a spike in searches for green track pants. A 15-year sleep study finds people with problems falling asleep or staying asleep have more signs of poor brain health in middle age. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's at Northern Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Friday, November 1st from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's a Friday night skate party in Hayward. Wear your Halloween costume and be entered into drawings throughout the night. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. Skating is from 7 to 8:45 p.m. The entry is $7, and skates are a $3 rental. Anyone 9 years old and younger must have adult supervision. Once again, this is Friday, November 1st from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. over at the Hayward Sports Center and Community Park for Friday night ice skating. Then, Saturday, November 2nd at 3 p.m., it's Chicago-style hot dog day at Ripsaw Saloon in Prentice. Backed by popular demand, they invite you to come on down and enjoy Chicago-style hot dogs. They have Vienna beef hot dogs, lime green relish, sport peppers, onions, mustard, celery salt, pickle spears, tomato, and sesame seed steamed buns. Once again, that is Saturday, November 2nd at 3 p.m. at Ripsaw Saloon in Prentice. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is here for you. They sell and service new Chevrolet vehicles, always treating customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for the everyday low price of $49.95. Plus, enjoy employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados. Hurry, take delivery by October 31st. They are proud to support breast cancer efforts, donating $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Bucks and the Bulls tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in their home opener at Fiserv Forum. New to the Bucks lineup is forward Taurean Prince, who shot 6-for-6 and 16 points Wednesday against the 76ers. Doc Rivers.
You know, it's funny. He started out slow. When he came back in, because the first game, you just never know how guys are going to handle that. When he came back in, he was locked in. Just great.
College football. Wisconsin has won 3 in a row, but tomorrow night, they face Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Game time at 6:30. At 6-0, the Nittany Lions are undefeated, ranked third in the nation. NFL, the Packers will be at nearly full strength when they face the 2-5 Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Rookie Evan Williams on what it took to secure a starting job at safety.
A lot of it's watching tape, you know, just being self-critical every time you look, you know, at your own film, trying not to just look at the highlights. You got to look at the bad plays too and face them and just try to improve.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus, Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Today I'm going to share with listeners news of an exciting new nonprofit that Outdoor News has launched. It's the Outdoor News Foundation, and its mission is to help create the next generation of hunting and fishing license buyers. More details when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
When we lose hunters and anglers in this country, we lose the license fees and excise taxes that mostly finance natural resources management in North America. There are a lot of fine organizations in the upper Midwest working to turn the tide on the loss of hunters and anglers and their contributions to conservation. These groups might be your local rod and gun club, host youth days like fishing derbies and mentored turkey hunts. These are incredibly valuable because they expose young people to the great outdoors. The Outdoor News Foundation wants to take the next step by permanently connecting these kids and adult onset hunters to America's outdoor culture. The Outdoor News Foundation has three ways it wants to accomplish that: through environmental scholarships that will help cultivate future outdoor journalists and fish and wildlife biologists, through youth grants that will allow young people to attend the region's environmental learning camps, and through free access to Outdoor News. We'll inspire young minds with knowledge and access to sporting culture through the news and information in Outdoor News every week. Get complete details at OutdoorNews.com and click the Foundation. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. We are looking ahead to a pleasant, sunny, fall-like weekend today. Mostly sunny, a little breezy. We'll get to 55 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25 today. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine 53. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Well, we're having a lot of fun in our Day of Giving for Catkins Animal Rescue right here in Park Falls. I hope you will consider a donation. We're going to be here bugging you all day today, so you might as well just give in, all right? Give us a call. Give us 5, 10, 20, 50, 100. This is the one day out of the year, Gray. As you know, when we did the timeout shelter in the Lord's Cupboard, where I just, I'm into groveling. I don't care. It just doesn't matter to me. Whatever it takes. to reach our goal of I'm a competitive person, so when I set a goal of 10,000 out there, it means a lot to me.
Dignity is not involved. We are begging.
Yeah, we are begging. We are begging. We have fun stuff for you to bid on at 98qcountry.com. Click on the Catkins fundraiser. People are having a lot of fun with that. And pledges. If we're going to get to 10 grand, we need a few people to step forward and maybe challenge some other businesses to do so. You can pledge. You don't have to stop in today. Just come in next week and make good on it. That's fine. 715-762-3221. Email wcqm@civicmedia.us. We're on the web. You can even text us through the Civic Media app. A lot of those came in. I was watching the Viking game last night, and it was like halfway through the first quarter, and I noticed we had five texts with bid updates, and I'm just like, what do I do? What do I do? Do I watch my team, or am I watching, or am I bid? I did the bid update, so that was a good choice. Tanya's with us, the manager of Catkins. Now, Tanya, we talked a little bit about what it takes financially. Talk a little bit about, let's be very transparent here, how is Catkins funded? How is Catkins funded through the city or state or whatever? What kind of funding does Catkins get besides the donations and stuff like that?
Yeah, so the only other funding we get is we do have a contract with Price County, which is why we work directly with the Price County Humane Officer, and that's to take in all Price County strays, abandoned, seized, custody hold animals. Other than that, we do not have any state funding. We're not a humane society. We don't get any funds from that, so we're all donation-driven.
Okay.
And it used to be, I know we've had a few folks mention this, so I did want to clear that up. We used to get transport animals from the southern states, and most rescues do that. It helps offset costs. But now we are in a position where for the last over 2 years, we are 100% Price County intake animals, and once in a while, other Northwoods counties we try to help as well, but we do not receive any transport animals and haven't been able to for over 2 years simply because every kennel is filled with a Price County animal in some form, whether it's a stray, abandoned, brought in by the Price County Humane Officer, or a local surrender.
Yeah. And so what's the difference? I've often wondered, like, we see humane societies and then we see shelters like yours. So there's obviously a difference between that and the way it's funded and maybe regulations and stuff like that. Is that basically what it is?
And some humane societies are private and funded by their county. Really, it's just a title. The humane societies don't really provide much funding for any of those rescues. All rescues are struggling right now, not just Catkins. Post-COVID started a snowball effect with rescues being absolutely overwhelmed with animals that they were not set up to care for. And so not only that, but due to inflation and the fact that adoptions are way down because people can't afford to bring their animal to the vet, even if they're already vetted through a humane society, they know in the future if something happens, they can't afford that vet bill. So part of what Catkins' mission is to help our community in other ways, not just by taking in animals, but by providing a future food pantry for area pets and supply pantry, by trying to help with low-cost spay and neuter options, and also providing rabies and licensing clinics in the future with the Price County Humane Officer.
All right. Very good. We're talking with Tanya. She's a manager of our local Catkins shelter, and they are the benefactor of our Day of Giving. And our total so far is at 1,000. I think we're at over 1,700 with all the bids that we've had that have come in, I think $1,803. So, Gray, we're climbing slowly.
Yep, we crossed the $1,800 mark right around the time we crossed the two-hour mark not long ago.
And we appreciate everybody bidding on the items. The bids are only going to get us so far. We certainly would like to have people to give us a call and pledge, whatever it may be. If you want to drop off a bag of dog food, I'm all right with that. We'll find a home for it. If not, my little buddy Billy will be in later. He'll enjoy that. So we encourage you to support your local shelter, and we're going to be talking with some of the people who are volunteers throughout the day today and are involved with our local shelter. So give us a call. Those pledges at 715-762-3221. Ross's Sport Shop, John Carlson, thank you for the $100 pledge for Catkins. And R&T Window Cleaning, Rich pledged $100 yesterday. We kind of referenced a little bit earlier about what pets mean to people, and that we kind of become accustomed to them just being there, you know, kind of like that little brother when you're growing up, you know, was just there. But then you have an appreciation when you realize, you know, how important they were in your life. But we all have stories. I have a story When I was a young kid, my dad picked up a little beagle dog. His name was Pal. And picked him up from a local gas station because the local attendant, somebody dropped the dog off there. I don't know if there were animal shelters back then in the 70s or not. I'm not sure. But we ended up with this little beagle dog, and he was just an absolute riot. And I, to this day, I remember my dad, who passed away several years ago, kneeling in the backyard of our house, and this little beagle dog would run full speed right at him, and then would like swerve one way, and then he would go loop around, and he would come, he would run right at you, and then he would swerve about that about 3 inches from the ground. A little pug, a little chunky little beagle dog. That's one of the memories. We had another dog named Jocko, second oldest brother took to 4-H shows and won many, many trophies. Obedience dog, black lab dogs. So Pal and Jocko were their names. And I revealed to my wife several years ago the fact that I used to sit on my front porch with a 2-string guitar, and I used to sing the Pal and Jocko song, that they were my very best friends. And I remember that so clearly from my younger days. I struggled to remember other things from my 3 older brothers beating me up and stuff like that. But those memories, Tanya, of a childhood, they stand out so much relating to our pets, more often dogs and cats, but also involves cats too, right?
Absolutely. And the thing is with our pets is they really are a part of our family. And if you've had a pet and lost a pet, you know that when you lose a pet, you grieve for that pet just like you do a human.
Yeah.
And they are an integral part of our life. They don't talk back. They don't judge us. And they love us no matter what. And you mentioned Black Lab, and that made me think of the fact that right now we're starting to fill up with black dogs at Catkins. It's kind of a thing. Black cats and black dogs are not adopted as easily as other colored animals.
Really?
There's a taboo that black cats are bad luck, especially this time of year, and I'm here to tell you they are not. They're
amazing.
I've
got a black cat and a black dog.
Yeah,
so.
And we actually have, as far as black labs go, I know we have a lot of lab lovers. We have Milo and a girl named Winter available right now that are absolutely incredible black labs. They would be great family pets. They're both fairly new to Catkins. Also, we have Wednesday and Pugsley, who are hilarious little dachshund lab pity mixes. They're really short and long, and they have little lab heads, and they are black dogs as well. So check out our Facebook page and our CatkinsAnimalRescue.org page to see more information and pictures of those. And we'll also talk about them more later today. But if you're looking to adopt a lab or a friendly, wonderful family dog, we have several available that are ready to go home this week or next week.
All right. Austin's Fan Club, by the way, posted on our 98Q Country Facebook page. If you want to take a look at that, where are these dogs? Give us a story of these dogs, Austin.
Well, they actually belong to a close friend of mine. And the white one, his name is Bo, is actually the reason that I cannot wear my normal black jeans at that guy's house. Because wherever I go, that dog is there. The one next to him is Flex, actually, a 15-year-old pit bull, purebred blue nose.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's kind of getting to be an old man, but he'll still come around sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So we're posting pictures. We got Big G's dog we'll have on there and other ones a little bit later on, 298Q Country Facebook page. But, yeah, pets are so much a part of our youth. Gray, what comes to mind with you as a youth and pets?
We had a dog named Blaze, a yellow lab. So I will absolutely support that. Any lab is going to be just perfect for just about any situation. They might be the most versatile. I mean, whatever, the 4-person family, if you've got, I mean, there are smaller labs that do well in apartments. Look for a lab. You can't go wrong. But we had Blaze, and Blaze was absolutely adored by the ladies next door, who were legendary in their own right. We'll have to reserve time for stories there. But they were, those two were great, and they gave him a pound of beef. Fried with salt and pepper for like the last 2 years of his life every day. And I mean, he didn't even, I'll tell you what, he didn't get as large as you might expect, but he gained no weight at all because they gave him good exercise too. They took really good care of him because they loved him just as much as we did. That's all you do. You got to love him. I was too young at the time to appreciate that dog, and I haven't had one since then until Toby fell into our lap. So
yeah,
that's kind of the thing is Blaze is the example to me for how much I missed having a dog without even realizing it. I can't believe I went as long as I did.
Yeah, yeah. They're such a blessing, and we have a little pug right now. We had a pug before that just is an absolute sweetheart. My wife loves the pugs, so we stumbled upon one, and little Billy will be in here later. We'll have a picture. I actually have a picture right now on the 98Q Facebook page. So, Tanya, we have been fundraising pretty hard the last month and a half, mm-hmm. trying to get the funds up to get this building done, because this is, this is rather urgent, because the numbers are not going down, right? So this is why we're kind of pushing this fundraising pretty hard, right?
Exactly, yeah. Our waiting lists are too long, and they've been too long, and we want to eliminate that. We want to be able to take in the animals that need help when they need help. We do find that if we don't take the animals when folks are ready to surrender them, that sometimes they end up in a worse situation. So we want to have enough kennel space so we can accommodate all of Price County needs. And as far as the cats go, we need more space for the cats, because let me tell you, a sick cat spreads that illness really quickly. Mm-hmm. And our space is really small, and you get a cat in there sneezing, which is a really common thing for us, and pretty soon the entire room has that illness. So as far as moving our animals out quickly, if they're sick, they aren't available for adoption. So many times, due to our lack of space, our animals sit longer and are not available because we don't have an adequate space for them.
Right. And you said waiting list. You have people that have called with cats, and they're on the waiting list to get the cats in. And we have volunteers also that act as foster families too, right? For cats and dogs, right?
Yep, and some of them will be coming in today to talk about that. And foster families are always wonderful, because if you foster a pet for us, that opens a cage or a kennel. And then we're able to take one of those animals off the waiting list, because you're opening your home to that animal. On top of that, you get to help with the adoption. So you can help us decide, is this family who put in the application for this animal at your home a good fit for this animal? You can tell them all about the animal. You can start their training process. We've had several litters of puppies in the last 2 months, and we've had board members and volunteers fostering the puppies, and they started their potty training, they started their crate training. And let me tell you, when you pick up a puppy from a rescue and they're already potty trained, that is golden. That's pretty amazing. So some of those fosters actually are going to be coming in today to talk about that.
Okay.
But if you're interested in fostering with us, please send us an email. We're always looking for fosters, for medical cases, seniors, puppies, kittens, nursing mothers. We're always in need.
When you said some of the fosters are coming in to talk, I was excited we're going to have a talking dog there for a second. Some of the people. Austin, something you want to throw in there, Austin?
Yeah, I was going to say, like Tanya said, for those puppies that are already potty trained, that's like 2/3 of your work already done.
Yeah.
Because usually if they're potty trained, that means they also have some level of basic training as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's very, very important.
All right. And more volunteers from the shelter will be joining us. Tanya, who's a manager of Catkins, joining us. It is her day of giving here at 98Q Country. I hope you'll consider stopping by the station right next to Super One here in Park Falls. Swing on in. I don't have the fishbowl out there like we normally do because it was raining a little bit earlier. But just duck into the station if you want to just give a couple of bucks, even a dollar bill, 5, 10, 20. We need more space for our pets, for Catkins. So let's help that. Let's make it happen
today. If the staff here gets bored enough, we might, slide Joel across the lawn like a slip and slide.
If you honk the horn, Austin may or may not come running out and take it from you. So 715-762-3221 is our number. More about Catkins and our day of giving on the way.
To work for her that summer, a teenage kid so far from home. She was a lonely widow woman, hell bent to make it on her own. We were 1,000 miles from nowhere, wheat fields as far as I could see, both needing something from each other, not knowing yet what that might be. Till she came to me one evening, hot cup of coffee and a smile, in a dress that I was certain she hadn't worn in quite a while. There was a difference in her laughter. There was a softness in her eyes. And on the air there was a hunger. Even a boy could recognize. She had a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eyes. She had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing along in the wind out where only dreams had been, burning both ends of the night. That summer wind was all around me, nothing between us but the night. When I told her that I'd never, she softly whispered, "That's all right." And then I watched her hands of leather turn to velvet in a touch. There's never been another summer when I have ever learned so much. We had a need to feel the thunder, chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in each other's eyes. We had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing headlong in the wind out where only dreams had been, burning both ends of the night. Summer, the sweat, the moonlight, and the lace. And I have rarely held another when I haven't seen her face. And every time I pass a wheat field, watch it dancing with the wind. Although I know it isn't real, I just can't help but feel her hungry arms again. Had a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eye. She had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing headlong in the wind out where only dreams had been, burning both ends of the night. Rushing headlong in the wind out where only dreams had been, burning both ends of the night.
No country music was harmed in the making of this song. This is only a test.
Well, I wish I had some shoes on my two bare feet. And it's getting kind of cold and these painted on cut-off jeans. I hate the way this bikini top chafes. Do I really have to wear it all day?
Yeah, baby.
I hear you over there on your tailgate whistling, saying, "Hey, girl, but you know I ain't listening. I got a name, and to you it ain't pretty little thing. Howdy, your baby, it's driving me red, 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 redneck crazy. Being the girl in a country song, how in the world Well, shaking my money maker ain't never made me a dime. And there ain't no sugar for you in this shaker of mine. Tell me one more time, you gotta get you some of that. Sure, I'll slide on over, but you're gonna get slapped. Huh. These days it ain't easy being mad. Girl in a country song, how in the world did it go so wrong? Like I were good for is looking good for you and your friends on the weekend, nothing more. We used to get a little respect, now we're lucky if we even get to climb up in your truck, keep our mouth shut and ride along, and be the girl in a country song. Oh no, Conway and George Strait never did it this way back in the old days. Oh, yo, we ain't a cliche. That ain't no way to treat a lady like a girl in a country song. How in the world did it go so wrong? Like I was good for is looking good for you and your friends on the weekend, nothing more. We used to get a little respect, now we're lucky if we even get to climb up in your truck, keep our mouth shut and ride along.
Q Country with Maddie and Tay, our day of giving here, benefiting the Katkins Animal Rescue Shelter here in Park Falls. Gray is here. Austin is here. Tanya is here. We got birthdays. We'll get to those. If you have a birthday, we'll give away a birthday cake coming up in just a little bit. By the way, our keyword, if you want to get in on the backyard barbecue and you haven't yet, our keyword for today is butcher. The butcher and the baker are one of our sponsors of the backyard barbecue down in Brentwood. So text us the keyword butcher if you have not qualified for our backyard barbecue yet through the Civic Media app, B-U-T-C-H-E-R. For those of you who missed spelling class in the fourth grade, butcher is our keyword for today. Tanya's with us, the manager of Katkins. Tanya, talk about your love of pets. How did that grow into this position, which is a very challenging job that you have? Yeah. But talk about your history and your love of pets and why it grew to this position in Katkins.
Sure, yeah. So I've always loved plants and animals and have been drawn to them. I think sometimes I prefer them over people.
Amen, sister.
To be honest. And so because of that, I signed up about 5.5 years ago to be a dog walker at Katkins. And when I first got there, it was very intimidating. There's definitely a lot to learn. Even if you've had a dog your whole life, it's not something where you just walk in and you know what you're doing. We definitely train you and work with you so that you're not intimidated by the shelter presence there. But so I started as a dog walker and started to fall in love with the rescue dogs and cats and wanted to do more for them. So I became a board member of Katkins, which led to me being the manager when the position opened. And my love for animals just grows every day as I watch how resilient and amazing a rescue animal can be after being treated badly or neglected or coming from a bad situation, and they still love us and they don't judge us. They're always there for their human family, and there's just something about helping a rescue animal that changes your life.
Yeah, exactly. And we were so blessed 14 years ago to have people with the ambition and the foresight to get the grant and get the whole thing going.
Absolutely.
with Katkins,
yeah,
and now we continue to build, right?
Our founder, Laura, she Price County, we are the only shelter in Price County to this day, but back then there wasn't anything. And our founder, Laura, she saw that need for, she started with cats, with all of the stray cats in Price County, which is still obviously an issue. And she started it out of her garage with a few volunteers, and her efforts were incredible. And to this day, I'm in awe of everything she started. And because of that, we're just growing and growing and growing. And we've become a real community hubbub, not just for because of the animals, but because I think it gives people hope that there's a positive change in the community. And we hope to continue to be that for the community and provide services just as the community provides us with donations and volunteering and support.
Yeah. And, you know, cats and dogs are the main pets. Obviously, people have other pets too. But I was just thinking last night, in fact, I was thinking about how ironic it is that cats and dogs are the mainstay pets, because they're so completely different, but yet alike in some ways. But cats obviously are independent. You know, you can go a couple days, put the food out. They're not going to be happy when you get home. They're going to wish you were there, but they're independent. Dogs, on the other hand, I always say that before you become a parent, you should have a dog, because it's the closest thing to having a kid that you're going to have, because you can't just leave them all day and overnight and stuff like that. So it serves both purposes, because some people have schedules. They may be single, and maybe they want a pet. And a cat is probably a good fit for that, whereas a dog obviously is a little more of a commitment.
Yeah, and we actually get a lot of folks in who are older, and they've had a dog their entire life, and they've never had a cat, and they'll say, oh, I'm not a cat person. I'm not interested in adopting a cat. But it's clear to me and to them that they don't necessarily want the responsibility of a dog anymore in their life. It's just too much at that point in life. And so we've had several adoptions where we work with them to just foster a cat and just give it a try, and they end up being total cat people. They love
gotcha.
It. And it changes their mind 100%. They had no idea how neat life could be with a cat.
Yeah, it could also just be a matter of maybe they haven't found the right cat.
Yeah.
Because not every cat is going to fit every person.
Nope, that's so true. And that's why a lot of times with local folks, we'll do a foster to adopt. I love to do that with an adoption. Then we all know it's going to work. Yeah. And we'll give them a week or two and say, go ahead and try out the cat. Let's see if the cat does well. And of course, that brings me into the integration of a new animal into your home. And it's so important to realize that the animal that you bring in that first day, that first week, that first month, mm-hmm. is not the final animal pet experience you're going to get if you give that animal time and patience to decompress from that shelter environment to come into a home that has new rules, new people, new smells, new animals, new everything. And so you do have to be patient and give it time, as everybody knows who has rescued an animal. And if you do, odds are you're going to have an amazing new family member.
I never forget my mom, who is, by the way, 84 today. Happy birthday, Mom. Oh. She always tells the story of a Siamese cat that she got adopted. This was many years ago, but the first week that they had the cat, it basically disappeared. I mean, it was under the bed. It was, we literally didn't know where it was at times, but it was in the house somewhere. And somebody said, well, to make it come out, why don't you put the food down like in the kitchen? You know, eventually get it hungry, it'll come back down. So this cat went from just totally not even wanting to be a part of the family, antisocial, to about 2 months later, was sleeping on my dad's belly. I mean, literally was napping on my dad's belly. It's amazing, if you're just patient, that transition happens faster than you could ever imagine, right?
It's so true. And, you know, we always, in our adoption process, part of it is counseling and talking about that. And we provide literature about it. And many times, the people who are adopting are just so excited about the animal. I think it goes in through one ear and out through the other, and I don't blame them with the excitement of the new pet. And then they'll get home, and right away I get an email, oh my goodness, the cat is missing, the cat's hiding, I don't think they like it here. And I'll be like, please, please be patient, put out a litter box, put out food and water, they'll come out at night and eat and go potty. And I promise you, in like 2 weeks, you'll be emailing me how much you love this cat and how much the cat loves you. But you do have to give that cat a safe space, space and time to integrate. And the same with some dogs. Some dogs, you know, you get your happy-go-lucky lab that's been well socialized. They might do great from day one. But if you have a dog who's been through trauma in their life or hasn't been properly socialized, that's going to take longer. But that reward of working with that animal and that feeling of helping that rescue animal is going to be a very deep, good feeling.
Yeah.
It's all about paying attention to their body language and behavior. Mm-hmm. Because, like you said, not every dog is going to immediately want to be near you at all points of the day. Yeah. Sometimes they're going to be a little more skittish, so just patience is key.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not everybody grew up with pets too, either, because I always think that I grew up around pets kind of on a hobby farm, and some people didn't grow up around cats and dogs
right. And
don't get that whole process and demeanor. They just think, well, it's a pet. It'll be fine. It'll come in. It's just going to do everything I say.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the world of cats.
Yeah, and I think that's what our job is to do, is to teach them and educate them that isn't the process. And
yeah. That's
what we're supposed to do on our end, is to educate people the proper way to introduce an animal, integrate an animal, and just be there for them through email and phone calls through the process to make sure that everything's going well for them.
Exactly. We're Day of Giving for Catkins. If you want to pledge, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We are not only supporting the everyday needs of the shelter, but also the funds that are being built to add on to the facility to house cats and dogs in their transition to their forever homes. Birthdays are coming up. I think we're going to have one of the volunteers that helps out at Catkins coming in also in just a moment here as our Day of Giving continues. Check out all the bid items at 98qcountry.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Counting down the days until the November 5th election, Donald Trump mincing no words when discussing special counsel investigating him for trying to overturn the 2020 election. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
Trump saying if reelected, getting rid of Jack Smith would be, quote, one of the first things addressed. Later, even calling for him to be thrown out of the country. After nearly 2 years of investigating, Smith has brought over 40 charges against Trump. If elected, they will almost certainly all be dismissed.
Kamala Harris will be in Houston tonight campaigning with Beyonce and Willie Nelson. Lyle and Eric Menendez, the brothers who killed their parents in 1989, could be getting out of prison soon. The Los Angeles District Attorney recommending new sentencing based on their age. The first World Series featuring five MVPs set for tonight in Los Angeles, Dodgers and Yankees. The MVPs are the Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts, and the Yankees' Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermate, and here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow, it's Trunk or Treat over at Fright Fest at Chrysler Park. We spoke with Nick Glazier, road captain of the Mercer Loons, who said he's going to be making a return to Trunk or Treat this year.
I was at Trunk or Treat last year for the Loons, and wanted to come back. I got asked to come back by numerous people in the community and the chamber, because we are a part of the chamber in Park Falls as well as Mercer, because of our display. So, we'll be back here on Saturday on the 26th for Trunk or Treat. I will have a couple motorcycles down there, mine as well as yours, Dawson.
Absolutely.
And a couple of skeleton displays on them and everything like that, kind of like I did last year, but maybe a little more. Got a lot of candy to hand out to the kids. Just kind of here to support the community.
I think I might be stopping by down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, come on, if my own bike is going to be there, I better be there.
Yeah, you got to stop by. Anybody wants to stop by at Mercer Loon's tent, you know, wants a picture, absolutely. Come get a picture with the bikes.
Anybody who's, you know, kind of curious about them, feel free to stop and ask.
Oh,
Nick, we'll talk your ear off.
Absolutely.
I'm Austin Bermé, Civic Media News.
The Bucks and the Bulls tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in their home opener at Fiserv Forum. New to the Bucks lineup is forward Taurean Prince, who shot 6-for-6 and 16 points Wednesday against the 76ers, Doc Rivers.
You know, it's funny. Started out slow when he came back in, because the first game, you just never know how guys are going to handle that. When he came back in, he was locked in. Just great.
College football, Wisconsin has won 3 in a row, but tomorrow night they face Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Game time at 6:30. At 6-0. The Nittany Lions are undefeated, ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, the Packers will be at nearly full strength when they face the 2-5 Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Rookie Evan Williams on what it took to secure a starting job at safety.
A lot of it's watching tape, you know, just being self-critical every time you look, you know, at your own film, trying not to just look at the highlights. You got to look at the bad plays too and face them and just try to improve.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
on the local scene. Volleyball action yesterday. Regional semifinal action. Congrats in order to Prentice and Mercer and also to Phillips, all advancing on to regional finals tomorrow night. We'll have the Phillips game on the air for you. Jeff Hakenham is going to bring you the call of the Phillips Loggers taking on Edgar tomorrow night at the Phillips Gym for the regional championship. Shawamigan had their season ended at Wabena Leona. They were the number one seed. And Butternut, likewise, they traveled to Mellon at a fun contest there as it went four games, but Mellon able to pull away with the win. So Mellon at Mercer tomorrow night for regional championship. And then Prentice will play host to Winter and Phillips hosting Edgar all tomorrow night, regional championship volleyball.
Hi, this is Tom Tiffany. Are you better or worse off than you were 4 years ago? Under the Biden-Harris administration, gas is up 45%, groceries 21%, and even a Wisconsin staple like cheese curds are up nearly 50%. If you want lower prices, affordable energy, and a federal government that cuts wasteful spending, then vote for Tom Tiffany on November 5th. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. We will do our cake drawing here in just a little bit, but do want to wish a very special happy 100th birthday to Russell Teddy Ader, who is celebrating 100 years old today, and he is apparently still able to play the harmonica with his Jubilee Band. So happy birthday from Wayne and Mary Pankretz. So happy birthday to Russell Teddy Ader, 100 today, and happy birthday to my mom, who's celebrating an 84th birthday today. She is sharing the day with her twin sister, who lives in Stevens Point area. They're spending the day together, so very blessed to have my mom still with at 84. The good news is, she's 84. The bad news is she's not going to win the cake because she can't. So sorry, Mom. We'll do the cake drawing coming up in just a moment. We're featuring Katkins. It is our day of giving, our week of giving. Tanya, the manager at Katkins, is with us. And we have one of the board members. You may recognize this young lady's name, Courtney. How you doing, Courtney?
Good morning. Why? I'm doing well.
Yeah, I didn't know you doubled as as a Katkins board member also.
I'm involved in everything.
Yes, apparently you are. She's executive director of our Park Falls Chamber also. So talk a little bit about your role out at Katkins, Courtney.
So my role, I started volunteering at Katkins as a dog walker about 6 years ago. It was right after we had moved to Park Falls, and I was just looking to get more involved in the community, and I love animals. I've always been especially a huge dog lover. I have two of my own rescues at home. And as I volunteered more and more, eventually I got interested in joining the board and talked to some of the ladies who I knew were on it, and they invited me to come to some meetings, and then I joined and became our treasurer. So I work with crunching all the numbers for Katkins and help with the budget and try and stretch every dollar as much as we possibly can.
Yeah. So what do you enjoy? You also help out and walk in some of the dogs and stuff like that. What do you enjoy most about your interaction with the pets out there?
My gosh. The one thing I always hear people about is, I could never foster. I could never be a dog walker, volunteer. I just want to take them all home, which I won't lie. You do want to take everybody home because they're all incredible, especially once you spend time with them. But when you get to see them go home with their families, it's so rewarding. That's my favorite part, is when Tanya shares a picture with all the volunteers, like, so-and-so, Brutus went home today with his new family.
It's a good news, bad news thing for you. You may not ever get to see him again, but you know that they're on their way to a great, great home.
Yes. Yeah. And it's nice, too. A lot of our families, our adopters, send in updates to let us know how they're furry friend is doing, and it's wonderful. I love hearing the stories and getting to see them, and whenever we have events, a lot of people bring their pets that they've adopted through Catkins to come and visit us, so you get to see them again and see how much they've changed, and they're so happy and how attached they are to their families.
Yeah,
and that's the best part. I love it.
So as a board member, Courtney, and as a dog walker and a volunteer, you see the different opportunities that different people have to volunteer. They can be involved however they want to, right? Maybe just a little or a lot, whatever their time allots. They're welcome to inquire about it, right?
Yeah. When I started volunteering, I used to just do one Saturday a month. Me and my husband would go and walk dogs for a couple hours, just one day a month, and that was what we could handle at the time. And as it increased and we had more time to give, we did that. But there's so many different avenues to volunteer with Catkins, even just helping with fundraising events like this. If, you know, interacting with animals isn't necessarily something you feel comfortable with, there's so many different things you can help with. And there's always, we're always looking for, when we do events, that's the number one thing, is getting bodies to help and pitch in.
So. Yeah, exactly. And the cats. We've got a lot of cats, right?
Yes.
That's a challenge as a volunteer, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And going into the cat room or whatever it is. There's a lot going on there, right?
I found out I am severely allergic to cats.
Okay.
And I love them, but that's one thing that I can't cuddle as much as I would like to. So I leave that to, we have some excellent volunteers that work with the cats. They're incredible with them. I see them in there even helping with ear cleanings and different things like that, and it's wonderful. So my focus has to be on the dogs just because of allergy reasons, but again, it's fun to participate, and I still get to go see the cute cats. I just can't hold them.
Yeah, and Tanya, it's people like Courtney that, you know, your job would not be possible. You the shelter wouldn't exist if we didn't have people like Courtney who are not only volunteers but board members too, because you can't handle 69 cats and 15 dogs by yourself. So these volunteers are what make it go, right?
Absolutely. So every day at Catkins is different. We think that we have it all planned out for the day, but that is never the case. And we have a really wonderful, huge team of staff, board members, and volunteers that works together. If we have an emergency, we put a call out, and people like Courtney drop everything. They come out, they help us. They help us give animals baths. They help us bring them to the vet. There's so many aspects that we don't plan for that we need volunteers for, even though they have something down on paper that they're volunteering for, like dog walking or cat ear cleaning. They do so much more than that, and they're available for everything. So they are crucial to Catkins.
So Courtney, give a pledge here, or give a testimony of what a donation to Catkins right now during this Day of Giving means as far as space goes, as far as getting that new building up and running. What does that mean to Catkins, that the extended facility?
Yeah. So the facility, this is something we've needed for a while. It's been very crowded, and it's not going to slow down. It's just a nationwide issue that all shelters are overcrowded. And we want to help as many Price County animals as we possibly can. Doing so with our budget, we are strictly donation-based organization. Mm-hmm. So our biggest cost is actually vet bills. So when you're dealing with a large amount of animals, the vet bills are very expensive. So it makes it difficult to be able to save up toward a building with just our regular fundraising efforts. So that's why we've really ramped it up, because these funds are going to help us get that expansion, be able to help more animals, and make it way more comfortable for the animals, safer for the staff to be interacting with them, because when you're crowded and there's not a lot of space and you have animals everywhere, it just makes it easier when everybody's got enough room to work and do everything. And it's really just going to be great too for the community as well, because we're going to be able to help more animals. We're going to be able to continue our efforts out there and even expand on it.
All right. So everybody we have in today all has to share the first memory that comes to mind as a child, a pet experience, because we all have links to animals as children. So what's yours, Courtney?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have a lot of them, because my family will tell you I would have traded anything I had for a dog as a child. My first word was dog, and I just repeated that incessantly to anyone who would listen or come near me. I was the neighborhood dog babysitter. Well, my mom would refer to it as kidnapper. I would lure them over to me with hot dogs because my theory was if they came to me, then they wanted to hang out with me. I wasn't doing anything wrong. But I would always want to play with everyone's dogs. My first dog's name was Buckwheat, who was a German Shepherd. And he was like my best friend. I could do anything with him. He followed me everywhere. We did everything together. And it's just been on from there. And rescue has always been a passion of mine. I've volunteered starting as a little Girl Scout in Brownies and continued it all the way up till now. And my two dogs now are both rescues. So.
All right. Fantastic. Fantastic story. Well, Courtney, we thank you for all your contributions to Catkins. So give a plea from Courtney, your executive director of the Park Falls Chamber, a board member at Catkins. See, this is the one day a year I just grabble at people. I just paw at their legs. I'm just like, come on, let's make this happen. Your plea for them to maybe call up and pledge a little bit.
Yes, definitely call. Help if you can. Bid on something or donations are always accepted. We are happy. Any amount helps. Every dollar counts.
All right. 715-762-3221. You can always email wcqm@civicmedia.us if you can't do the phone call. Courtney, thank you so much for taking time to join
us.
Appreciate it. Some birthdays, more of our Catkins and our Day of Giving coming up.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We are looking ahead to a pleasant, sunny, fall-like weekend today. Mostly sunny, a little breezy. We'll get to 55 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25 today. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine 53. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
All right, birthdays, anniversaries. I'm kind of going through the celebrity list here. My mom, of course, she's a celebrity. She's 84. Today, Adam Goldberg, TV and movie actor, is 54 today. Shelley Wright, country artist, is 54. Who else here? Tracy Nelson, the actress, is 61 today. Nancy Cartwright. You know who Nancy Cartwright is?
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Voice of Bart Simpson.
Oh, okay. That's why she sounds familiar.
She is 65 today. And Mark Miller, the first time I saw her on a late night talk show host and I heard a woman do the voice of Bart Simpson, it blew my world. It was just like, whoa, what?
It just always catches you off guard a little bit.
It does. Sawyer Brown's Mark Miller is 66 today. Billy Thomas, before he joined McBride and the Ride, he played with Emmylou Harris and others and Mac Davis. He's 71 today. Bobby Knight, country music artist. He might have sang, but he's a basketball coach. He had some anger management issues, self-admitted. 1940, Bobby Knight was born, and he passed in 2023. He did, in a college basketball game, what every basketball coach at some point in their career has wanted to do, and that is pick up a folding chair and launch it across the floor. At one point, he did. Famous video of Bobby Knight. 1940, he was born. He passed last year. Marion Ross, Mrs. C on the show Happy Days. She is still with us. She is 96.
I have yet to see Happy Days.
I mean, there's an emotional link for Happy Days to me, so I'm not going to say you'll really enjoy the show. I do because I watched it, all of it, back in the 70s.
That's Joel speak for. I'm an old-timer with nostalgia.
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's a good show, but I'm not going to guarantee you're going to watch it and say, ooh, the Fonz, what a cool guy.
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, you might think the Fonz is a dork.
That's kind of the point of him, though.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's do our cake drawing from all the birthdays and anniversaries from the week. You have an audience here now, so you actually have to make this a legitimate drawing. You can't rig this drawing like you normally do there.
Man.
Accounting firm of Austin, 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 and gray lingering in the background. I don't know if I...
At this point, just say, and associates with how many people are here.
Timpani roll.
No, we do have the timpani back.
Yes, the timpani's back. All right. He's staring off into the abyss, pretending that he's not rigging this cake drawing.
Just have to make sure I get all these papers. There we go.
Timpani's only like 40 seconds long, you know. And the winner of the cake is...
Jackson West with a happy 7th birthday.
All right, Jackson. I think Gray awarded him one of the coolest names he's ever heard earlier in the week, I believe.
Really?
So Jackson West, congratulations.
And we will forego the cake tax for this particular drawing.
We will, temporarily, because we're busy. It's our day of giving here.
Absolutely.
With Katkins.
We're in a generous mood.
We're going to get one song in here, then we're going to come back, talk with more of our volunteers. How about during this song, let's do this. We need to get over $2,000, Austin. I think we're at like $1,800, $1,800 and something. 19. Let's get just one hero here during our song to donate 50 to 100 bucks and put us over $2,000. So 715-762-3221, and you will be designated as the 9 o'clock Katkins
or
hero.
Or email us through what was it? I forget the email address.
Joel. WCQM at civicmedia.us.
Thank you. We change them so often.
All right. Either way, let's get one person to get that donation in and get us over $2,000 and get us rolling here.
98Q Country.